From Grassroots Radio WNCW, it's the Friday feature interview of the week. I'm Paul Foster. Here on the campus of ISIL Thermal Community College, we are celebrating the fact that UNC Public Television is here. They are taping segments of their program called North Carolina Book Watch, which means host D.G. Martin is here and the whole production crew. They'll be taping segments called Meet the Authors. One of those authors is actually joining me in studio right now, and we will have an opportunity to sit down and share an interview with D.G. Martin in the very near future. But for now, a best-selling author, Christy Woodson Harvey. So good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Who is Christy Woodson Harvey?
Good question. Well, I'm an author, like you said. My sixth novel, Feels Like Falling, is coming out in April, which is so exciting. And I'm a wife to my wonderful husband, Will, and I have an adorable 8-year-old son, also named Will. So that's me.
One of the things that I had found out about you in the books you have written to this point, something that had to do with a series referring to, is it Peachtree?
Peachtree Bluff, yes. My Peachtree Bluff series, it started with Slightly South of Simple, and then The Secret to Southern Charm, and then the latest one is The Southern Side of Paradise. And it's actually, it takes place in a town called Peachtree Bluff, Georgia, but it's based on Beaufort, North Carolina, where I live. And it's a real life cast of crazy characters and sweet little places and small town things. I sort of combined all the places that I've lived and loved in my life and put them together in Peachtree Bluff. It was so fun to write. It really was.
We want to go a little bit more in depth about some of your books and the subject matter and how the ideas came about, as you said. Tell us a little bit about your background. You did just mention that you actually live along the coast of North Carolina.
Yes. So I do live in Beaufort. I grew up in Salisbury, so not too terribly far from here. I went to UNC Chapel Hill for college, which was great. Go Heels. So that was wonderful years. I went to journalism school there, and sort of where I got my start writing. So I really fell in love with it. But I think I've always sort of been a writer, even in high school. I used to write for my little local newspaper, the Salisbury Post. My sort of claim to fame in town, I think, is that my very first article was about a giant squash that looked like Elvis Presley. So you can't help but be a writer after that, right?
I like to go back and read that.
Yes, but it was very interesting. I remember the photographer saying, "You're going out to cover this." And I was like, "How many words is that supposed to be? What do you say?" But I met all these great people that year writing this silly kind of garden game series. I learned so many people's stories, and they were just regular people, and they all had a really important story to tell. And that just absolutely captured me in a way that nothing else ever has.
As time was going by and new opportunities came your way, and I guess your writing matured and developed, what was it that you would say opened that door to help take you to where you are today?
Well, that's a good question. And actually, you know, life takes us some crazy places. So I wasn't even writing after school. I was working in finance, of all the crazy things in the world. I actually have a master's in literature. So why I was working in finance with degrees in journalism and English, I'm not really sure. But that's what I was doing. And I just kept having all these ideas. And I knew from my creative writing classes that they were book ideas. And so I sat down and started writing. And I actually wrote several manuscripts before I ever really even decided to kind of put myself out there and try to get a literary agent. And actually, I think the thing that kind of put me over the top was I'd signed with a literary agent a few months earlier, but I submitted a manuscript I had just written to a writing contest. And an editor at Penguin Random House was the final round judge of that contest. And she found the book from that contest. And that's how I got my first book deal. It was magical.
Well, your career no doubt just took off and you continue to thrive. And let's talk a little bit about the past, some of your past books. And is it okay to start with Dear Carolina?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Dear Carolina was my first book. That was the one that really sort of changed everything for me. And I think when I look back on it now, I had written other manuscripts before, but I think Dear Carolina was really kind of where I found my voice. And they say, you know, write about things you know. And I was writing these characters that weren't really like me, and they didn't have lives like me, and they didn't have experiences like me, but they lived in a world that I knew. I was living in Kinston, North Carolina, which is where my husband is from. And that's where this book actually takes place. And so to kind of be able to really know that setting and really know that place that I was writing about, I think was kind of helpful. And then it just went on from there. I mean, Lies and Other Acts of Love, I actually wrote a little bit about my grandparents' real life love story, not the like secret parts at the end. So if anyone's read it, don't be gasping. some little bits and pieces of their real life love story from when they were growing up. And then Peachtree Bluff was actually, funnily enough, something that I just pitched off the top of my head on a phone call to an editor at Simon & Schuster. My agent said, I don't care what you do, just don't pitch her the idea for the series. And I got on the phone with her and she said, I love the way that you write about sisters. And I said, I really want to write a series about sisters. And proceed to just pitch this whole idea to her. And it worked out. So here we are.
You know, maybe agents aren't always right.
Maybe not.
I like the title of the book, The Secret to Southern Charm.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the Peachtree Bluff series. So it's about these three grown sisters and their mother and this kind of big family secret that has the potential to really reshape their lives. But so Grammy, who is the grandmother in this book, she's one of my very most favorite characters. I adore her. She's one of those good, sassy Southern grandmothers that, you know, tells you what you need to know. She talks about the secret to Southern charm in the book, and she tells the girls that the secret to Southern charm is the accent. But her granddaughter Sloane is thinking later that it's really not about the accent. It's about these women who have raised her and this life that they've helped her create and how strong they are and how many sort of battles they've fought through together and come out the other side, and that it's really sort of that strength that was the secret. Like how to be charming and Southern. And they were like, wait, we thought this was like a how-to guide. And I'm like, well, it's not, but maybe you could pick up some tips in it. I don't know.
We're speaking with Christy Woodson Harvey, the best-selling author, North Carolina's own as well. Christy, at this point in our interview, I'd like for you to set us up for this new book that's coming out.
Feels Like Falling is actually a book I've been working on for a long time, so I'm very excited to kind of see it come out in the world. But it's about these women from these two very different worlds who meet up on what is arguably the worst day of each of their lives. And they really kind of end up forming this unlikely friendship and learning that, you know, if we can sort of let go of the preconceived notions we have about our lives, that we can kind of step forward into our happiness and really look forward to the next chapter. Or as I call it in the book, Happily Ever After, the sequel.
Nice. So be on the lookout for that. How could someone in our audience find out more about Christy Woodson Harvey, and how could they get a hold of one of your excellent books?
Well, my website is ChristyWoodsonHarvey.com. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Christy W. Harvey. And my books are available pretty much everywhere books are sold. I always say, you know, support your local bookstores first if you have them. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, Books A Million.
Well, we're excited to have you here, as I had mentioned already, on the campus of Isothermal Community College, knowing that you are fixing to go down the hall and do the UNC television program, North Carolina Book Watch with DG. If you have not had an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to read one of her books, we hope you'll do so in the very near future. Again, thank you very much, Christy, for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You'll also find Friday Feature Interview of the Week podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul.